Welcome to Mentoring Deep at Gateway Church with Dr. Rob Brewer, a podcast devoted to helping people strengthen artistry in their leadership, their lives, and with the Lord. No matter your current place in life, the expertise of wise mentors can launch you into new heights of personal growth and ingenuity. And now, here's your host, Dr. Rob Brewer.
Well, good afternoon again. It is good to have you with us. It may not actually be afternoon where you are. It may be morning. Maybe you're on a treadmill. Maybe you are still in bed. I don't know where you are. It is not even afternoon where I am, so I'm not really quite sure why I said afternoon. But welcome to Mentoring Deep at Gateway Church. It is so good to have you with us. I am Dr. Rob Brewer, and you are listening to podcast episode -00A. Well, joining me with us again today is my co-host, Crystal Johnson, a.k.a. Bon Cree Cree.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
I'm so glad.
You know, we're recording this about a week ahead of time, but when this is going to be released, you know what week this is.
Merry Christmas.
That's right. It is Christmas, and It is my favorite time of the year. Is it your favorite time of the year, too?
No. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah. Some people don't. They
Bah
don't.
Humbug.
Yeah. They don't particularly enjoy this time of year.
It's fine.
Yeah. I do enjoy it. It's wonderful for me and my family. I don't know how you grew up. Let's talk Santa Claus here for just a second.
Okay.
So Santa Claus is supposed to be visiting houses this week.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
Indeed, yes. And at my house, when I grew up, we talked about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a real strong talk about Santa Claus. What kind of conversations happened at your house about Santa Claus?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that guy.
Oh, yeah?
For sure. Yeah. And we talk about him now at my house. We have an elf on the shelf.
An elf on the shelf?
For sure.
Yeah.
Her name's Pixie.
Okay.
She's cool.
What is Elf on the Shelf? I should know that.
I think don't I'm too you know
old.
This.
I'm too old.
Your kids are too old. But yeah. They make my kid behave.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. All I have to do is say, Pixie, do you see my child not behaving? And she's like, I will behave, Mommy. I will.
Oh, that is so awesome.
It's awesome.
I think Elf on the Shelf came about after my children
Probably.
Were of age.
Probably.
Because I don't recall ever doing anything like that.
Oh, I'm so sorry you missed out on that.
I guess
your children.
So. Yeah.
It's a great tool for discipline.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I'll have to remember that here for the office as well. We'll put elves on shelves, I guess.
Yeah. No, I know the tricks.
Okay.
That's not going to work right. for me,
Well,
bro.
We won't do that then. So, you know, there's a lot of different beliefs about Santa Claus.
Yes.
And
I believe.
Do you?
I believe.
Okay, good. Well, we're not going to get into that.
Okay.
But I think what I want to talk about today is one myth and one truth about mentoring.
Okay.
So here is the myth that I want to first offer about mentoring. It's this. Simply having a mentor will create growth in your life.
Mm.
See, here's what I think. I think a lot of people believe that if they can just get a mentor, mm-hmm. that it'll their growth will occur naturally. And I don't believe that actually takes place. I think you have to do two things once you get a mentor. You have to listen to the mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, you have to create a plan of action to implement what the mentor says into your life.
Very good.
Yeah. So just simply getting one, I don't think is enough. And I think it's a myth.
Yeah.
So I think people need to be out there, not only looking for a mentor, but actually listening to what they have to say and then creating a plan to implement that into their life.
Yeah. And could I add?
Yeah.
I actually think there's a third thing. Well, but it would be the first thing.
Okay.
I think choosing your mentor carefully.
Okay.
Because I remember when I was at CF&I.
Yeah.
I had wanted one particular person to mentor me. And this person didn't give me a second look. And now realizing that person's character, I'm so glad they weren't my mentor and you were, because yeah.
So well, it worked out well for both of us.
It worked out very well in my life, changed my life.
Finding that person is really important.
It's important.
Do you think it can be more than one person?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do. I think if you're, I mean, I think if you are smart, you will glean from more than one person.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. I've had several over the course of my life. And yeah, I think finding that person is incredibly important. And then listening to what they have to say and creating the plan to do it. So simply having one, I think, is a myth. Now, here's the truth.
Okay.
Being a mentor will create growth in your life.
Simply
having a mentor is a myth that it'll create growth. But if you are a mentor, it will create growth in your life. And here's why. There's actually been research that has been conducted on this topic, this idea that if you teach something, you learn it better. You know it better.
That's good.
So it's one thing to hear from someone. It's another thing to have that idea come out of your mouth. And as it comes out of your mouth, it's like it flows right back into your brain and right back into your soul and gets implemented. So actually, if you become a mentor for someone, you actually do grow.
Yeah, it's true. And I've noticed that in my own life. And I think too, because there's a level of accountability too.
Yeah.
Because you have to kind of practice what you preach.
That's exactly right.
It's so good.
Yeah, you're being held accountable for that. So I encourage everyone to not only find a mentor, but to be a mentor as well. Yeah. You don't have to wait until you're 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 to be a mentor. Just find people near you that you feel like you could help.
Right.
And begin to offer yourself to them.
Yeah. My goddaughter she just turned 18 years old.
Yeah.
She mentors my 5-year-old.
Isn't that fantastic?
It's incredible.
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's the myth and the truth for today.
Love it.
And I want to remind everyone that we are doing these mini casts to get ourselves ready for the launch of Mentoring Deep, which is going to be happening. Do you remember the day that it's going to happen?
January?
It's in January, yes.
I can't remember
the
date.
Yeah, it's going to be January the 4th.
The 4th.
It's the first Monday in January.
That's kicking off some cool stuff at Gateway, too.
It really is. It really is. We'll be in the middle of our first conference during that time, but we're going to go ahead and release on January the 4th. That'll be our first long podcast. And by long, we're probably looking at 35 to 45 minutes for each one. So it's not like it's going to be 3 hours long, but it's going to be longer than these mini casts that we've been doing for the last few weeks here.
Yeah.
And these mini casts, really what they've been doing is helping us get ready for the main podcast. So we've been having to figure out how are we going to get the audio and get our website going and how are we going to edit and everything. And so these mini casts have just been giving us the experience to take care of that and move forward.
Super fun too.
It is super fun, yeah. All right. That's all I have for you today. Thanks so much for joining us. It has been great having you with us at Mentoring Deep. Let me remind you that you can visit us online at www.mentoringdeep.com. And we are live online with iTunes. So if you would like, go ahead and subscribe. And every time that we launch a new episode, it will be available and download to your phone immediately. So with that, let me remind you to find a mentor, be a mentor, and grow deep. We'll see you next time.